Ready to elevate your range day or hunting trip? Silencers are the best upgrade you can make to your firearm. And yes, they're completely legal. Silencer Shop makes getting your suppressor easier than ever. Silencer Shop is the nation's largest suppressor distributor, and they'll help get your new suppressor quickly and easily. Suppressor approvals are coming back faster than ever, often in just a few days. Silencer Shop guarantees an exceptional experience with their top-notch customer service, unbeatable prices, and renowned submission simplicity and accuracy. They partner with over 6,000 local gun stores nationwide to ensure easy access to the best suppressors. And at Silencer Shop, a portion of your online purchase supports your favorite gun stores directly. In just 5 minutes, you can have your fingerprints and paperwork ready to go, thanks to the Silencer Shop kiosk. There is nothing easier. If you're not using Silencer Shop, you're working too hard for your suppressors. The one-and-done solution for your suppressor needs, ensuring a headache-free purchase. Explore Silencer Shop for your next suppressor edition and immediately open your eyes to a better shooting experience.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream, the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. Fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed. And honestly, look, everybody needs a good night's sleep. Get up to 40% off at shopbeam, that's BEAM.com/PDB, and use code PDB. It's Monday, 8 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, reports are emerging that Russian forces are using chemical weapons on Ukrainian troops on the front lines of the war, in flagrant violation, of course, of international law. And we all know how much Putin enjoys abiding by international law, which makes the story all the more shocking. Also, as 2024 continues to bring its fair share of conflict, chaos, and global instability, I'll bring you a chilling assessment from newly declassified documents that looks at what the potential aftermath of a nuclear missile strike on Washington, D.C. could look like. So, okay, maybe not our most uplifting segment. But first, our afternoon spotlight. It appears that there may be no line that Russian leader Vladimir Putin won't cross in his war against Ukraine, as reports emerge that his forces are targeting Ukrainian troops with prohibited weapons of war. An exclusive report from The Telegraph revealed this weekend that Moscow's forces are using chemical weapons to carry out a systematic campaign of illegal attacks inside Ukraine. Citing frontline Ukrainian troops, the paper found that Russia's military are using the chemical weapons in an effort to create panic in the Ukrainian ranks before then launching assaults on their positions. Officials said that the Russian military has struggled to break Ukrainian lines with artillery, so they're turning to chemical agents like tear gas to try to force them out. In one example, Ukrainian officials said the Russians used drones to drop grenades filled with CS gas, and that's a chemical agent banned under the Chemical Weapons Convention. The commander of a Ukrainian reconnaissance team told The Telegraph, quote, "Nearly every position in our area of the front was getting one or two gas grenades dropped on them a day. The only way for them to successfully attack us was with gas," end quote. Frontline troops said while the CS gas attacks are not lethal, they cause immediate panic, causing troops to leave their position, potentially exposing themselves to enemy attack by more conventional weapons. In addition to the CS gas canisters, there are also reports, as yet unverified, that Russia is employing deadlier chemical agents, including chlorine and hydrogen cyanide. As of Friday, Ukrainian officials say they've recorded some 1,400 cases of chemical substances being found in battlefield ammunition in eastern Ukraine since February of 2023. They also noted that as the brutal fighting on the front lines drags on, the chemical attacks are becoming more and more frequent. In March alone, Ukraine reported more than 370 of these cases, up from 90 during the previous month. We should note, Russia has not been shy about their use of chemical agents, at least when it comes to CS gas. Last year, members of Russia's Black Sea Fleet bragged about using them, posting videos showing the gas canisters being dropped on Ukrainian forces by drones to smoke them out of their positions. Compounding the problem for Ukrainian forces is a lack of equipment to deal with these types of attacks. Even when they have the requisite gas masks, many are reportedly not functional. One frontline commander told the Telegraph, quote, "We have gas masks, but in almost all cases, they're very old, ex-Soviet models, and they're not very effective," end quote. Here you go, soldier. Here's your 50-year-old gas mask with the fancy asbestos filter. Good luck, son. I don't know what that voice was. That was sort of my frontline commander voice. The revelation comes as President Zelensky has made a fresh appeal to the U.S. Congress to pass an emergency aid package for Ukraine worth roughly $60 billion, warning that his forces are facing shortages of everything from missiles to ammunition. He's repeatedly warned that without continued U.S. support, Putin will likely gain the upper hand in the conflict. Now, as a reminder, U.S. aid to Ukraine officially dried up in January, and the White House has been trying to get new assistance approved ever since. A previous attempt by Republican Speaker Mike Johnson to tie a $60 billion aid proposal to immigration reform ultimately failed in February. Coming up after the break, with the world currently dealing with a number of crises and conflicts, I thought to myself, what better time to discuss what the potential aftermath of a nuclear missile strike on Washington, D.C. could look like? I'll be right back.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Hey everyone, Mike Baker here. Have you ever walked into a room and immediately admired the best dressed person there? Well, okay, of course you have. As the kids say, they got their fit going on. To be fair, I don't know if that's what the kids actually say. Anyway, picture this. It's wedding season, right? You're at a wedding. You've been invited. You're not crashing it. And all eyes are on the bride and groom. But you? Well, you're turning heads too, because you're the best dressed person in the room. Now, you don't want to steal the bride's thunder, so maybe dial it back a bit. But you get my point. So how do you orchestrate this situation? The answer is with Indochino. With Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though their suits start at just $499. Now, let me tell you about the process of customizing and ordering with Indochino. You can design the suit you want and fine-tune every detail, and I mean every detail, from lapels to linings, all online. When the suit arrives, you'll be knocked out by the quality of the fabric and the perfect fit. Look your best this wedding season, at the table or on the dance floor or dancing on the table, when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code BAKER, that's B-A-K-E-R, just like you probably thought, to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BAKER. Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. I want to bring your attention to a story in the Daily Mail today, which seems particularly resonant on this day of a total eclipse, an event that always has some folks talking about Armageddon and the end of days, which, if you think about it, is a little odd, given that we've seen total eclipses before. And recently, the last one was in 2021, admittedly really only visible from Antarctica, and before that, 2017. So it's not like we're living in caves and suddenly the sun's going out and we all have to pray to the moon god to save us. I do think that the world is divided into two types of people. This is just a theory. Those who are fascinated and enthralled by an eclipse, and those who think, meh, eclipse, whatever. Anyway, I digress. The Daily Mail article draws from newly declassified documents from the U.S. government and offers a chilling glimpse into the potential aftermath of a nuclear missile strike on Washington, D.C. Now, the narrative imagines a 1 megaton thermonuclear bomb detonating in the skies above the Pentagon, what U.S. Nuclear Command and Control has dubbed a, quote, bolt out of the blue attack, which sounds a bit more entertaining than it actually should. As the narrative unfolds, the initial impact of the explosion is described in gruesome detail. It all starts with a flash of light and intense heat. In an instant, according to the assessment, the Pentagon, along with its 27,000 or so employees, are instantly obliterated, setting off a catastrophic chain of events. This explosion leads to a massive fireball, radiating heat and light far beyond Arlington, Virginia, turning structures to dust and instantly claiming countless lives. The narrative details a harrowing aftermath. Buildings disintegrate, people are obliterated, and a widespread firestorm engulfs the area, extending the zone of total destruction. See, I told you this was not an uplifting segment. Landmarks like Arlington National Cemetery and the Lincoln and Jefferson Memorials are, of course, instantly reduced to ashes. Survivors, if any, face unimaginable horrors. Burns, collapsing infrastructure, rapid spread of fires, and the massive electromagnetic pulse caused by the bomb means there's no way to coordinate first responders. So there's no phone service, no 911, no radio, no internet, no TikTok, and no TV. Everything that requires electricity will simply stop functioning. Medical facilities like the MedStar Washington Hospital's burn center are overwhelmed, according to the assessment, or destroyed, leaving thousands without critical care. The article also examines the broader implications of the strike, describing how a single nuclear explosion could trigger a domino effect, leading to an uncontrollable firestorm and widespread devastation. It paints a vivid picture of the subsequent chaos, with infrastructure failure, widespread communication breakdown, and the onset of a nuclear winter. In total, the, quote, bolt out of the blue scenario envisioned by the Pentagon will leave at minimum, this is minimum, 2 billion dead after triggering a nuclear World War III. The Daily Mail's narrative serves as a grim reminder of the threat that nuclear war poses to all of us, frankly, and the ongoing need for global efforts toward the control of nuclear weapons and peace. Now, at times, over the past few years, it almost seems as if various nations and leaders have attempted to rationalize or normalize the idea of a limited nuke strike. Tactical nuclear weapons, as an example, on the battlefield, being a saber that Russia's Dmitry Medvedev rattles with some regularity. And on a day when folks are excited about the wonders of Earth and space and hoping to get a glimpse of that total eclipse, although hopefully not by staring directly at the sun. Remember, that's a bad idea. You should make sure, kids, to have your special Johnny Quest solar glasses on or some other approved solar eye protection. Anyway, on a day when we're reminded of how special our existence is, floating around on this big rock as one species called humans, well, maybe it's also a good time to reflect on our shared responsibility to not blow it up. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Monday, 8 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our new premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.